This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. You won't find it on most maps, but if you know where to look, you can find and traverse the Bay Area Ridge Trail.
The Bay Area Ridge Trail is 550 miles around San Francisco Bay on the ridgetops with views of the bay, and we're serving equestrians, bicyclists, hikers, and people with various levels of abilities within those three user groups. And we've completed 310 miles now, so we have over halfway accomplished our goal.
Dee Swanheiser is the North Bay Trail Director for the Bay Area Ridge Trail Council, a nonprofit group formed in 1989 to promote the circuit around the bay. But the concept of the trail itself has a much longer history, explains Steve Arrett, a parks planner with Sonoma County Regional Parks.
Some of these ideas and some of these long trails actually go all the way back to the 30s within California. The state had a riding and hiking trail program that was very ambitious, and just a few percent got built out or easements acquired, and the program kind of fell apart in the 50s. But by that point, all these ideas about how to connect these long distances were already in place.
Another step toward that long-range goal was taken this year as the county opened a new section of trail on Hood Mountain, overlooking the Valley of the Moon.
The section we just constructed starts on the valley floor and climbs all the way up to just about the summit of Hood Mountain, which is about 2,700 feet above sea level. So it provides great views of Sonoma Valley and the Santa Rosa Plain, but also takes you through a variety of different habitat types and is a very comfortable trail for as strenuous as it is.
But even with that addition, Arrett says the North Bay is lagging in getting its portion of the Bay Area Ridge Trail built.
In the North Bay, particularly Sonoma and Napa counties, we're lagging compared to all the other counties. So in Sonoma County, the Ridge Trail has a bit more built out than the Bay Trail. And that has to do with a lot of the land ownership issues and just some of the complexities behind it all. But we do have short sections of the Bay Trail down by Highway 37. So there are some little connectors in the city of Petaluma. But in both areas, we have a lot of catching up to do.
One reason is cost. They typically try to acquire and preserve large pieces of land rather than simply seeking an easement for a narrow pathway across the parcel. But as the project gains an increasingly higher public profile, Dee Swanheiser says it's getting easier to win support from both property owners and local government.
It's become well known by all of the various 75 different jurisdictions that we go through around the Bay Area. It's a regional vision that they're helping to realize, even though it's the local recreational needs that they're providing for. We're a series of neighborhood trails connected together.
You can find a map of the Bay Area Ridge Trail, showing current and projected routes, on the North Bay Report blog, online at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.